B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Friday. Friday.
It's warm.
Friday. It's 65 degrees and Friday. Bro, get the beers, man.
Seriously.
Let's go. Jason Martinez.
Warm out. Anthony How about Garner. It?
It's beautiful, man. It's perfect. And we got basketball all day. I don't want to work today.
You just want to watch hoops?
I want to watch basketball and golf.
Basketball, golf at the bar.
And drink Guinness.
Belly up to the bar. Oh, okay? You're going to go Guinness on the Friday before St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I drink Guinness until like middle of April.
Okay, then you go to a more summer, spring type.
I change up. Yeah,
Go to an ale.
Go to usually a blonde.
Oh, okay. You an ale fan?
Yes.
Oh, I pegged you for that.
Yes.
All right. Stout?
No. Well, I mean Guinness is a stout, but yeah. I like a only periods. I only like Guinness. I'm not a huge stout fan.
Now, when it gets really nice at the beach, will you go Corona with the lime?
No.
No.
No. I don't do
Corona. Oh, I could see you pulling the bottles out on a Wildwood beach.
Nah, I'll do the lager, the Heineken.
Okay, grab a Heine.
Peroni.
Okay.
You know.
St. Pauli girl.
No. No, I do the, there's always like my go-to, like when I just want to drink a beer, just a beer, because I do the crafts and the pints and the crafts and stuff.
Yeah, you're a heady topper.
Yeah, I do like the heady topper. It's
By the way, on the show today, should we,
why are we talking, I
can't should we say our thank yous to Jordan Matthews? Our thank yous?
Oh, I think it's
appropriate.
I think so.
Oh, Jordan Matthews.
I won't see him no more.
Do you remember that story? Where, he was my neighbor.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he lived in your building, right?
Yeah.
You see him in the lobby?
I love Jordan. He's a great dude. We had him on, we were doing mornings a year ago or something. Because you can bond over my meatballs.
Correct.
That was when
where that came from?
Yeah, I was trying to get him to take me to North Dakota.
Oh, okay, for the passing camp?
Yeah.
You go out there reporting?
Yeah, I want to be in North Dakota.
Oh, you'd be great out in North Dakota. With a heady topper?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm in on that.
Yeah, I could see you out there. Sure. You and Jordan.
Carson.
But I gotta be in the spring, so it's not cold.
You have a stout, Carson.
Because you can bond over my meatballs. It's not cold. I want to do, look, we're getting the Eagles and Darby. And we'll keep the watch out because Howie was able to kind of create a little bit more cap space.
I expect nothing less.
Yeah, no, he's
the man's
master.
A wizard.
He really is the wizard of the cap. And it looks like Darby might be coming on. We'll see. I'm trying to nail it down.
How do you feel about that?
I like it. I said 100 times, you can't have enough corners.
Yeah, and I agree with you. There's certain positions in sports you go, I can't have enough.
I like Darby. I know people are like, I like.
And he's got the speed and speed.
It's a cover guy,
huge,
man.
Yeah, it's a huge aspect. So I'd be in favor.
My Kansas City people that they should be after Darby.
Apparently, they listened because they were. Didn't he go out there and meet with?
Yes, but they didn't sign him.
Yeah, well, he's still out there. Let him out of the building. That's very un-Andy Reid.
Yeah, I was surprised because I'm like, we really need a corner.
Yeah, when the Eagles wanted a guy, they brought him into NovaCare, and then they would
close the deal.
They deadbolt the doors. You're not leaving till you're either going to
either now
your signature's going to be on that paper, or your brains are going to be.
Or now you just can't leave.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we'll get into the Eagles, and we got a big weekend. Now, this could be the final weekend for the Flyers.
Yeah, it could be Taps come Monday.
Last night was not good. Can I just say this? I love the Flyers, all right? Like, I love what they do, and they're cool. Like, they've been a staple in my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was wearing Flyers stuff when I was six. Yeah. Like, I love the Flyers.
Sure.
They usually have cool stuff. Like, I tell you, I love the Stadium Series.
Yeah, the jersey.
That St. Patrick's Day green jersey is hideous.
Yeah, well, it clashes with the orange socks.
What do you do? Why?
Well, they just do it because they wear them in warm-up, and then they just send it off, and they auction them off for charity.
Mm.
It had the plaid, like the kilt plaid on the shoulders.
It's just awful.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
It's
a
horrible
couple pictures
look.
In the tunnel last night before warm-up.
It's terrible.
Yeah, like, it looks like somebody barfed on a white uniform.
Yes. Like, they usually do things that are cool.
Yeah.
That, not cool. Like, I hate when the Phillies do it.
Yeah, it was so like, Notre Dame.
It's not theirs. It's not their colors. Like, the green and black is cool, but it's not Flyers.
Yeah. and it had the shamrock on it. I get the whole St. Patrick's Day thing, but
yeah, but stop.
It didn't work.
You tried too hard.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to do it. You don't need to do a jersey for every occasion. Like, hey, it's Secretary's Day. Let's do a jersey.
Listen, I get it. You want to get revenue and the whole thing. And,
yeah.
You know, but unless it's, you know, you want to do a Halloween jersey, you're better off doing that.
Well, the colors fit, right?
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
You're better off doing something like that.
Yeah, stick a jack-o'-lantern on the front of the jersey.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. A couple bats.
Yeah, I like a bat.
Like a bat.
Yeah.
Vampire bat. You know, that would work.
Yeah.
But you can't do the St. Patrick's Day. It does nothing. The orange socks, the St. That was just...
That was a big reach.
It was. And it was almost as bad as the game.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was.
It was worse than the game.
Yeah, well, the game wasn't great, and they got behind again, and to a team that is steamrolling right
now.
Well,
that's
really good.
I told you yesterday we were talking about.
Yeah,
it. They're just on fire.
Yeah, the kids struggled too last night, but you know, being out 3 weeks, that's going to happen. Really overshot on one of the goals, over aggressive because he's not confident, and he's got to work his way back in. I'm glad they kept them in there though to let him battle through it. Because you got to do that, but yeah, you're right. They're down to the next three games to determine if they have a shot this season. Their playoff chances went from about 10% yesterday to 3.4% today. You got to win tonight. You got to win Sunday, and you got to win Tuesday against Montreal.
The Leafs, Penguinos on Sunday.
Yeah, wow. Sunday night, and then Tuesday you got Montreal. Big game tonight for Columbus too. So taps could come Monday or Wednesday at the latest. So we've always said all along, and it's going to be a really big uphill battle. So
yes, now Sixers, two monsters,
huge.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say monster tonight.
No, they're big games.
But Sunday's a big game. But tonight is Sacramento.
Yep.
So remember, you lost to Sacramento
exactly
in Sactown. So tonight you got the Kings, and tomorrow and Sunday. 3:30.
Oh man, what a great
sports game. National televised game. That brings me back to like 3:30 Sunday afternoon was the best Sixer basketball.
Yeah,
and Sixers Bucks.
Yeah, the top team not only in the East but the NBA with 51 wins, 17 losses. They're good, man. That Milwaukee team is legit, and it's on the road, and they've only lost 5 times in their home building, 27-5.
Yeah, this is a good
huge.
This is a good spot for a Sixer win.
Make us come in Monday going, okay, because I have a bunch of factor fictions. One today is about them being a contender in the Eastern Conference. If they can go into Milwaukee
and
come away with a win, then you're going to feel a lot different on Monday.
I can't wait for Sunday. These Sunday games, that's what I miss. I miss when the Sunday game, the Sunday 3:30.
Oh, it's perfect.
Is the perfect game. Yeah, it is.
It's almost like a football Sunday.
It is.
The way that lays out.
It
you got
is.
A great day. You got that game and then the Penguins at night. It's a great sports day on Sunday. St. Patrick's Day to boot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great weekend.
So, you know what's funny? When I always thought about this, well, your selection Sunday's too Sunday, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Which is outrageous. But when the Sixers will play 6 o'clock on a Sunday night, this is like the trash time.
Mm-hmm.
That's garbage time,
yeah.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, you get that's
Sunday,
the non-game of the week.
No, right. It's just local, the whole thing.
Because yeah, everybody's sitting down at their
like
Sunday
Sixers,
dinner.
Sixers, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Now we got
Sixers, Hawks.
This is how far they've come.
Yeah.
Now they're, you know.
Marquee.
This is it. They are a marquee squad.
And that is a marquee matchup.
It is.
Eastern Conference matchup.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to that game.
That's every bit as big as Golden State versus Houston. It's on that level.
Sure is. Now, I also want to get into a little baseball today.
Yep.
I wonder if baseball could have the big, like, flex here.
Like a renaissance of the return of baseball to major prominence in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They have the pieces to make that happen. Bryce Harper is the biggest piece, but you also
Jake Arrieta, though, needs to have a good... He's getting rocked. Now, spring training doesn't matter, but...
Yeah, he had the one good outing, his first outing. I watched him.
Yeah, first outing, good outing... means nothing.
Yeah, but let's keep it in perspective. We know guys are just working on stuff, working on pitches and location and what they want to throw. So spring training doesn't mean anything, just like preseason doesn't mean anything.
No, I agree.
So you got to look at it that way.
We've talked about it many
times. Right. Your point's right, though. He's got to have a big season. But the pieces that you have, Ant, are the new additions. It's Robertson. It's Segura. It's McCutcheon. It is, obviously, Bryce Harper. And it's JT Realmuto. If that doesn't bring it back, I don't know what will.
I don't know.
I don't know if you need Trout as well.
Gene Segura.
What's your dream?
He was playing quarterback.
Really? Could he throw it around?
And I was like,
chuck it.
No, man. I was arguing with somebody. I'm like, dude, he's a baseball player. And they're like, no, man. The Eagles just signed him.
By the way, breaking news, Kareem Hunt suspended 8 games. So he missed the first half of the season.
It's a great signing for the Browns.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. That Phillies conversation will be very interesting. Will the Phillies return to prominence here in Philadelphia? Because they start off the season in 13 days. Opening day coming up March 28th, 13 days from now, 2 weeks from yesterday. So let's get into the conversation today. We're going to dip into everything today. I got a bunch of factor fictions in. We're going to give them the callers, and we're also going to give them to you. I want you to respond to them. I want Andrew to respond to them and more. Do we have another pair of tickets for Knockout today? We do. So anybody, good callers all day today, we'll put in the mix for the Sixers-Nets tickets on March 28th. And also, we'll put them in the running. They'll win the chance to go to Knockout and also Caller of the Week today, all right?
I love it.
All that and more. It's the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. We're back after this.
All right, let me tell you about Parx Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. So I was there yesterday. We did the Cuz's Corner here every Thursday, and let me tell you, what a blast. It's outrageous. So I was there first. We were at Chickies and Pete's, and we were watching the games at Chickies and Pete's. I met the man who runs Parx. Tony Rickey, great 4-for-4 man. Delaware Valley, played basketball here at Judge. Like, one of the staples. That's why Parx Casino and the Turf Club in South Philly, which is now the Racing Sportsbook, along with the Turf Club in Valley Forge, which is now the Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook, both open. They're the staples. That's for the 4-for-4 fan. You want to go watch the games? You got to go to Parx. Go one of the three spots. We were at the main casino, which is just unbelievable. Really, Parx Casino has it all. Dining experiences. You want to watch the games like I did yesterday leading up to the show. We got the big dance coming up next week. So you got the tournament. It's going to be crazy. You got to check it out. And don't forget, when Madness hits next week, you can go to the Valley Forge Racing Sportsbook or the South Philly Racing Sportsbook, formerly the Turf Clubs. Check it out. And the slips are good no matter where you are. The tickets that you get, all three properties. And don't forget the Parx Bet Slip Builder app where you can plot out all the games. You take your phone to the teller and it does all the business right there. Parx Casino, PA's number one casino. And you must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's going to be interesting because we're expecting big things from the Phillies.
Rightfully so.
But you wonder if they can deliver. Or it might take a year.
Yeah. I hope they deliver right away, as everybody does. But you're right. It might take a little time. Like, we have to be cognizant of the fact.
I keep looking at the pitchers. They have so much pressure on Nola. Like, Nola is legit.
Yeah. But that pressure's tough.
Yeah,
but he's got to be great every fifth day.
Well, that's the point because, if Arrieta, Arrieta's got me worried. And if Arrieta's not there, then that's so, he's got to win every time.
Yeah.
Just so much pressure on Nola.
And he's got to be a stopper if they're, you're skidding three games, fourth game.
That's what
aces
do.
Yep. That's why you get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear one of the great nicknames ever given to Nola? By one Tasty Cake Dom.
No.
Dr. Freeze.
Dr. Freeze?
Because he's got a penchant for the backwards K.
Okay. Freeze you at the plate.
Yeah.
Dr. Freeze. I like that. Dr. Freeze.
That's pretty good. I thought that was, I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Braves team. I'm mean, those two kids are out. Real Cooner and Ozzy Albies. They got Josh Donaldson, see if he can come back with anything.
Yeah.
He might be done. Inciarte is still good. Freddie Freeman's still real good. You know, that's a good team.
Their pitching staff stinks.
Yeah. See,
that's exactly where I was going to go.
Fulte and Newcomb.
Fulton Evans cannot be a number one.
Fulte.
Fulte? I like Fulte.
That's what they call him.
Well, here's the deal. You got a couple other great staffs in the division.
Tehran. Yeah, I know.
You get with the Mets and then the Nats.
Well, the Nats staff is just, oh my God.
How have they not won anything? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With Harper and everything. I'm going, you got to be kidding me.
Look at this team. Look at the Nationals. I got the depth chart in front of me. Scherzer, Corbin, Strasburg.
Oh, my goodness.
Anibal Sanchez.
That's ridiculous.
All right. And then your lineup. And they actually have a good bullpen, too. With Justin Miller, Rosenthal, Suero is not bad. You got your live arm. Doolittle's your closer. You go Zimmerman, you go Suzuki, Zimmerman, Dozier, Rendon, Trey Turner, Soto, Eaton, and if Robles is what they think he is, that Nationals team is that nasty.
Is that the team you fear the most in the division?
I think they're the favorite.
You think they're the favorite over the Phillies?
I do.
Ooh.
So I want to ask you guys, because I talked about this the other night. I basically want to know from people if they demanded an NL East championship from the Phillies this year.
No.
Because I'm not.
No, I'm not demanding that.
I'm hoping a wild card team. Yeah.
No, this thing's for the long haul. They may not win the division this year.
Yeah, but as soon as they signed Harper, people, they're going to go to the NL East, or they're going to go to the National League Championship game. They can get in the World Series.
They didn't look at this team.
It's the best division in baseball, isn't it?
This Nationals team. Yeah, I mean, first of all,
you have four teams that are
going
good.
You go, we can compare the Phillies lineup and the Nats lineup, right? And it's probably, I give a slight edge to the Phillies, right? So catcher Phillies.
It's McCutcheon, yeah.
Right? So catcher Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Reese and Zimmerman. I go Reese.
Yeah.
Second base, I go Dozier. That's Nationals. Shortstop.
You go Gene?
I go Gene, but Trey Turner's right there. I may go Push.
You go Wash on that, yeah?
I go Push.
Okay.
Third, Rendon and Franco. You probably go Rendon.
But that's a wild card. You never know. Franco in this lineup, batting seventh. No pressure there.
And
Harper,
Kutch, and Platoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to go Herrera?
You go with Doable.
So you want to say, let's just say Doable. Versus Soto, Eaton, Robles. I mean, it's close.
Yeah.
If Robles is good, like he's a stud, it gives you hear about him. He's this stud phenom for them.
Yeah, well.
He's a top prospect. If he delivers, like Soto did for them last year, then that could be a push. But here's the real problem. So if you give the Phillies a slight edge, which I'll do in the lineup, they just dominate in pitching.
Yeah, that's the problem. Their staff is so much better. That starting staff is ridiculous.
I mean, you got to go Scherzer, Corbin, Strasburg.
How about a three-game series with those three guys?
Oof.
And then playoffs.
Yeah.
That's built for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, the 3-4-5 for the Phillies is going to have to be what carries the day until they get some more help in here, some more arms.
Yeah, well, I mean, that'll be they should be in contention, obviously. So I'm expecting trade deadline lefty starter, whoever's they can pluck.
All right, so you've been doing this a long time, and you talk to the people both on the air, off the air, on the street. You're a man of the people. You're like the mayor, right? You're in touch with this fan base. If they don't win this division, will this fan base be patient? Because patience is something that's been really, really...
I'll tell you, yes, and here's why. They'll be patient for a year.
Okay.
Because you still have Eagles coming, you know, the whole thing, the back end season. So there's disappointment. It goes right into the Eagles. And the Eagles are the Phillies' best friend.
And that tempers
any
disappointment.
The Eagles are the Phillies' best friend.
Yep.
Now, I think you get a year, but if next year happens and it's disaster, they just start to look at game.
Well, yeah, that's the thing I was going to say. I think they'll be patient to an extent. You got to get off to a good start no matter what, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But that being said, if the managing is questionable at times, that will be where patience runs thin, very similarly to the Sixers. Because that's where the Sixers are about.
It's a great comparison. They're very similar. You're right.
The Sixers is about the long game here too. It's not about just this year.
Yes.
But when you see the same mistakes and coaching strategies being exploited, that's where the patience runs really thin, really fast.
Yeah, yeah. And look, but you nailed it. Sixers long term.
Yeah, it's a long term.
Just
play.
Like Phillies. Yeah.
Yep. Just like the Flyers too. Eagles, not so much long term,
you're right, and Flyers too, but Sixers and Phillies are there, and they're like the window's open now.
Yeah, totally agree. 610-632-0975. We're gonna get to these factor fixtures with callers, and they're gonna run the gamut of all four of the sports here today and beyond. So let's get to the phones. Let's get, and by the way, up for grabs today. Best callers are going to get in the mix for that pair of tickets to the Sixers Brooklyn Nets game March 28th and the spot in our knockout tournament, which is a huge deal. And also, caller of the week will be crowned today, a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. But Kurt in Princeton starts us off on the Fanatic. Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
I could definitely talk Phillies because I think they're going to come busting out. I think they're going to get more runs this year and maybe even approach 100 wins. And it is going to be Nationals, Phillies, the conversation that we took Bryce Harper and are pushing for the NL East spot. And I can talk Phillies, but what I really want to talk about, I don't understand why the conversation hasn't been prevalent recently, is the Eagles. 2 years ago, we win a Super Bowl. So the expectations should be Super Bowl thoughts. Last year, we had to push into the playoffs, even though it was a shaky season, we were still expecting a Super Bowl appearance, and now we have a quarterback, our starting quarterback, hasn't played a full season in 2 years. He wasn't even the quarterback who won us the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Shouldn't there be some conversation, some jitters that our starting quarterback at some point is not going to be playing as a starter this year, and the conversation of Super Bowl has basically been lost?
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's March, right?
Yeah.
So in March, you're not going to look and say, oh, my God, Carson's going down. Like nobody wants to do that, right?
He's going to be healthy for the offseason program.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that, but we have a quarterback who hasn't played a full season.
Okay, well, what's the alternative?
We don't have an alternative. We weren't paying Nick Foles that kind of money to stay, obviously.
Well, he wasn't going to stay. You had to make a choice. So you got to choose Carson.
We are choosing. Well, obviously we chose Carson, but my other point would be, besides the quarterback position, are they making any moves to actually say we're building another Super Bowl caliber?
Well, they got DeSean Jackson. They needed to stretch the field wide receiver. Kurt, did you not like that signing?
I like the signing, but that's not a Super Bowl signing.
You're right. There's a lot more work to be done. And we talked about this yesterday, Kurt. I agree with you. There's a lot more work to be done. So let me ask you this question, and it's a fact or fiction question. It's right what you're talking about. And answer this with a simple answer, fact or fiction. As of this moment, as we sit here on the 15th of March, 2019, as of this moment, do you have worries about Carson Wentz and they are not just injury-related?
Yes, I do have worries because he hasn't really proven himself. That's a fact. That is a fact. I've been worried about Carson Wentz since the second year in the league.
But here's the thing. What is he injury prone or prone to injury?
He is injury prone.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, I think he's prone to injury because the way he plays.
Exactly.
But Kurt, do you have worries outside of his injury history? Like outside of him getting hurt? Is there other worries that you have?
I do. I can't recall right now specifically, but there have been games down the stretch where middle of the third quarter where he should have pushed the ball down the field. He got to the 50, and it turned into either a long field goal or a punt, and he didn't really...
Nah, two years ago, he got you to where you needed to be.
You made almost every play.
Look at what he just said. Yeah, you know, I do have worries because... I can think back to many times when he gets past the 50s in the third quarter, he's supposed to put... What are you talking about?
Every quarterback.
Give me examples that are real. I'm not telling you you shouldn't be worried, all right? But, dude, it's March. If I'm worried about Carson Wentz's health in March, I'll never make it to the season.
Well, let me ask you, is there any other worries about Carson beyond his health? Like, not worrying about him getting hurt or anything like that, but just his abilities and all of those things.
I don't worry about his abilities. I saw his abilities. Mm-hmm. I saw him 2 years ago. He was a top quarterback in the league.
33-7.
So,
13 weeks.
You know, I'm going to go, and that's before he had an ACL
and a
broken bone in his back. So I'm assuming if he's healed, he's there. I agree with Kurt when it comes to the health. It's even though I think he's more prone to injury than injury prone, mm-hmm. but that's all semantics. I do believe it's a concern.
For me, with him, and we've talked about this, we're going to watch every game, every snap, whatever it is, even in preseason if he plays, on complete eggshells. We're going to be a nervous wreck for a year until he can get through an entire season. That's just the fact of the matter.
I'm expecting to be nervous about it, but yep. I can't make that a conversation. Like, what's there to say? Oh, I'm nervous about Carson Wentz.
Yeah, week three he's going to get hit on the blind side.
Oh, my God. Is he going to stay healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, well, give me crystal ball. I think it's pretty obvious. That's why I disagree with Kurt's whole premise. It sounds like Kurt was a Foles guy.
Yeah, and they made the wrong decision.
And that's what the agenda. That's what came through to me.
Yeah.
Dude, at this point, just get over it because Wentz is your quarterback.
Here's the deal. Like, my worry, and it relates to the injury situation, because I believe, like you do, that he is prone to injury, more so because of the way he plays. But and what I'm not sure about is if he is going to become a quarterback that doesn't play away that where he is prone to injury because he puts himself in those situations. And if he does that, how does that affect his ability to dominate as a quarterback in the NFL? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if he like dials it back. Because one of the getting outside the pocket and all those things.
It's a fine line, but he's not going to die.
You got to dance right on it, too.
Here's the bottom line. He's not dialing anything back, all right? You want to be real? He's not dialing anything back, and you got to hope he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
That's just bottom line.
I think
that's these quarterbacks today. These quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, he's like immensely talented. Unless you're a pure pocket guy where you don't move a lot, you're going to worry about him.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers gets outside the pocket, gets hurt. It happens, gets hit, you know?
I mean that comes with the thing.
Big
comes
tool of his arsenal.
Is it possible that he gets hurt again? Yeah. That makes me nervous.
I think part
but
of
I
the,
can't talk about it in March.
I think part of the Folesian society's way of thinking is, I don't know that Carson Wentz is clutch. That would be the worry that's not injury related. Is he a clutch quarterback? Because they saw Nick come in and do what he did. But you got to remember Carson had the broken back and everything that went along with
I'm going to take it for face value that the kid can play.
Yeah.
All right? Like, now, does he have to work on finishing game? Yeah, I mean, all that stuff, it's got to come. Foles won the Super Bowl, right? So he was ultimately, Nick Foles was amazingly clutch.
Yeah.
But 2 years ago, Wentz won a ton of games. You know,
and they were big games.
And he played great. Like, he was great. They won because of him.
Yeah.
So they got Deshaun Jackson, which I love. All right, I think you need a back.
No, you don't think. We know they need a back.
Well, right.
They need a back. Absolutely. Andrew, do you have any, again, at this moment, I have worries about Carson Wentz, and they are not just all injury related. Is that fact or fiction for you?
Fiction. I'm only worried about his injuries.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So you're not worried that he's not clutch or his pocket away, any of that other stuff?
No, he's a franchise quarterback.
Perfect. Okay. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. I got a ton of these fact or fictions, and you're going to like some of them. And I got one regarding the Sixers and LeBron James that I want to get you on. Very interesting. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Steve in Delaware on the Fanatic. What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing today?
Yo, Steve.
Okay, so do I think he's injury prone or prone to injury? I think he's prone to injury by the way he plays. Do I have any concerns about him? The only concern that I want for Carson Wentz is to preserve his body a little bit more. So if he doesn't have to take a sack or take those big hits, don't take them. Get the ball away. If it's not there, throw it out of bounds. Just move out of the pocket and you're going to go for the run, protect your body and don't.
Yes.
Live to fight another day.
He's got to sit and watch Russell Wilson film.
Ooh, good one.
Russell Wilson's so smart of how he does not get hit. It's not just all his moves. He's smart. He knows to get down.
And that's the same thing I'm saying with Carson. Were you going to get a lot of these guys that says Carson Wentz is so injury prone is a lot of these Foles guys. And they're going to see this year that Foles really wasn't that clutch. In the Saints game, when they were up 14-0, after he threw that interception, that offense went to sleep.
Yeah, look, his playoff performances weren't great. He had the great drive against Chicago to lead them. And that was earned. That was an earned win because he led them on a drive against a great defense. But you're right, he wasn't great from start to finish in those games.
No, and that's what a lot of people like this. They forget that. They forget that Foles wouldn't be in the position that he was if Carson Wentz hadn't been playing that stellar year in 2017.
That's right.
He wouldn't even be talking about Foles.
That's so true, Steve. Yeah. You're right on, brother.
I give him his credit, but like I said, let's just be realistic and let's remember. But let's stop being so forgetful. But it's just like all this bad press about Carson Wentz being, I don't know about the guy. You were sure about him in 2017. What happened now?
Yeah. Let me give you a fact or fiction, Steve.
I agree with that, man.
Fact or fiction. Yeah. DeSean Jackson will have over 1,000 receiving yards for the Eagles next season. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fiction, and this is why I say fiction, is because you're going to have Alshon Jeffries, Ertz. I think he's going to have a high receiving numbers, but I think it's just not always going to be that. I think they're really going to dial in for him, so that's going to leave someone else open.
Can I tell you something, Steve? Yeah. You need to call weekly, all right? Because you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, great point, Steve. I'm going to put you in the mix for the knockout Sixers tickets March 28th and also Caller of the Week. It's a great call.
In fact, I'm giving him Caller of the Week right now.
You just want to give it to him?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Steve scores a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. That is where Philly gets engaged in. And
rational, smart, knew what he's talking about.
Well thought out, delivered the delivered.
And
the
he's
goods.
Right on the answer. Mm-hmm. Like, 1,000 yards too much. He's not going to get 1,000.
Last 1,000-yard season he had was in 2016 with Washington. It's near 1,005, Ant.
Yeah, it's too much.
On 56 catches.
The opportunities are, it's going to be difficult to amass 1,000 yards. You figure he misses a couple games because that's on average, right? That's what he does. He's going to have big plays. He's going to be a huge part of the offense. And quite frankly, even if he doesn't, even when he's not amassing yardage, he's playing a huge role.
Huge effect still.
Because he's on the field.
Yep.
And that means safety has to roll his way.
Yeah, and Doug's got to be make it incumbent upon himself to show that he's willing to go deep to DeSean every game to keep that defense honest, right? I mean, you got to show that.
Have to.
610-632-0975. We're going to check our poll, and the results are pretty stunning when we come back. Stay tuned.
What was the pop-in poll yesterday?
More people were anti. At least 66%.
I had a pop-in yesterday.
You did?
So did I. I found out my father-in-law texted me and said, I heard you guys talking about the pop-in. I popped in yesterday. Kira was there hanging out. And did the pop-in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pro-pop-in.
It's cool, man.
Yeah. He had the bike out yesterday. He was riding a motorcycle.
No, nice.
Yeah, nice out, man.
But the pop-in was more no?
Well, more people are anti-pop-in than ever. Absolutely.
Pop-in led to the walk down the main street to the bars.
Nice.
You popped in a bar. It was a beautiful day yesterday.
Today's another beautiful day, man.
People that are pro-pop-in it, old school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
That's old. That's an old school neighborhood thing.
Yes.
Don't lock the doors, just pop in.
Yeah.
You want to grab a beer? Go ahead. You're going to need to ask. 610-632.
Find the icebox.
Yeah. Shut the icebox. 610-632-0975. Midday show on the Fanatic.
All right, I want to tell you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your spring cleanup. It's beautiful outside, right? It's gorgeous. Well, it's the Bagster Bag. And please, I'm hoping we don't have to put the Flyer season in the Bagster Bag. I just prefer to put those St. Patrick's Day jerseys in the Bagster Bag. Are you cool with that?
I'm good with that, yeah.
Those jerseys got to go. Bagster.
Yeah, you know, I'm the Flyers honk, but that was a swing and a miss.
Yeah, go put them in the Bagster.
That shot hit the pipe.
Yeah, no, it's no good. I mean, the same series, awesome. St. Patrick's Day Flyers. In a Bagster, what a product. 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. We did the purge and threw the bad luck in the Bagster last June. Wow, look at that. It worked. It works all the time. Bagster's the best. This spring when you're doing the basement or the attic or maybe you're doing some home remodeling, Get the Bagster bag. It's on demand. There's no time limits. Go to thebagster.com. Find a store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's not true!
All right, Midday Show. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano, hanging out. All right, listen, there was an odd tweet today by Andre Odom.
Antoine
Odom.
Andre Odom's our old...
That's my buddy.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Our old
my
boy.
Buddy Andre Odom is
with the Bears.
He's with the Bears. He's a scout.
Great guy.
Now he's a scout. He's an agent now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, man, we got to talk to Andre. Get him in.
Andre works for CAA. He's great.
Really?
Yeah, he's...
Wow.
No, I'm proud of him. He's done the
great
amazing.
Kid, man.
Yeah, it's my man. Antoine Odom, excuse me, formerly of the Bears, too. Like, he was a defensive end lineman. Mm-hmm. And he said that, go ahead, Eagles, just announce it. The one-year, $8 million deal with one Darby.
Oh, Ronald Darby.
Yes.
Okay.
So, if you're paying attention, you know, he went to Kansas City.
Took a trip.
People started to look at him. Problem is health.
Oh, jeez.
So, I think he's coming to the Eagles. 1 year, $8 million. Darby, yes, bro. But he don't expect him to be available until at least week 4.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's still dealing with the injury. It was the knee, right?
Yeah, so the medicals probably weren't great. And so, you know, and I think he still wanted the big contract.
Yeah.
So I think it makes sense for both sides, for the Eagles to sign him to a one-year deal, let him get healthy. At the end of this deal, he can...
Show me deal.
Yeah.
Get paid a better contract beyond that. He's still young. Was he 27?
No, listen, I love it. To me... Hey, I put him on bubble wrap until week 8, and next thing you know, I got a stud corner for the second half of the season.
Yeah, with not a lot of wear and tear. Allow him a little bit of time to get back from the injury.
So expect
25, by the way. Only 25.
Yeah, expect Darby to be an Eagle on a one-year deal.
Good. Okay, that's good news. And you said it, and I agree with you. That's a position in sports where you can't... There's no such thing as too much depth.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm happy with that move. And Howie, you know, get him at a decent number. It's not gonna exhaust your cap.
That's a good. You know, it's funny.
I love guys on a show me deal too. By the way,
so do I.
Money's the ultimate motivator.
Yeah, particularly you got a corner, a young corner. That's his year. This is his year to prove it. Now that he's, you know, be healthy, have a great, you know, 3/4 of a season, and show you're worth the big contract.
Yeah. More Eagles news coming from Jeff McClain today. He tweeted the following a half hour ago. He said, defensive end Chris Long was due a roster bonus, but he didn't feel comfortable taking it now since he hasn't yet made a decision about his future. So it was moved to after the draft, an NFL source said. That was the restructure Fields-Yates reported regarding Chris Long. So I guess he's pondering retirement at this point?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He's a gentleman. What a great dude.
Yeah, he's one of the guys to come through this town that you go, man, we're better off for having him come through.
He's just an ace, man. He's a great dude. Did you watch any of the... You were at the Flyers last night. Junis, did you see any of...
Zion?
Oh, my God. How'd you know I was going there?
I saw the highlights, yeah.
He was... Jace? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's going to be in a tremendous NBA player.
He was on 13 for 13 from the field. Mm-hmm.
He had 21 points at halftime.
Dude.
He's unreal.
He's sick.
Unguardable. Unreal.
He's sick.
He's not human.
No. He's so good.
Yeah.
But they're flawed. There's a little bit of a flaw.
Are they ripe there?
I don't think they're a Final Four team.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Not built for the tournament.
No, I don't know. Again, when I say that, I need to see the seedings and I need to look at the brackets.
Yeah, their path.
But right now, to me, I think they get upset. I think they're prone for an upset.
Okay.
You're not deep.
We'll find out their path coming up on Sunday night.
He's awesome. Reddish is awesome. But
Barrett.
Yeah.
He played 36 minutes last night, 29.
RJ's outrageous.
13 for 13.
RJ's outrageous, but...
Oh, my God. 13 for 13.
Zion is a freak. I just
he had 14 boards, by the way, too.
No, he's unbelievable. I just think, though, they're not deep, and I think they can get clipped.
You got to go 0 wins for Zion. Somebody's doing it.
0 for Zion.
Yeah, 0 for Zion. Wow. Yeah, he is a tremendous watch. Yeah, oh, God, I hope he doesn't end up there.
No, I hope he does.
You want the Knicks back in prominence?
Yeah.
It's good for basketball.
Sixers, Knicks?
Did you see?
Would be outrageous.
Yeah, well, the only thing I worry about there is...
Off to the Garden?
KD then goes to the Knicks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.